This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
Now, that's not funny. That's not funny or applicable. But I wrote that in 2011 when it was funny and applicable. So maybe we just need to, you know, wait a few years before we play that again. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. You have honeybees. We need the honeybees. Don't call the exterminator. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline, Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. It's sbba.org. Joining me in the second segment, an architect, Brian Cornell. He's going to talk about the State Street Charrette. It's not a charade or a charade. It's a charrette. What are we going to do with Lower State Street and the empty storefronts? You'll find out what a charrette is. And then maybe we'll have time for the underpass. Did you read about the State Street underpass idea? Spending money to spruce up the State Street underpass. How? That's, well, you know, that's a good question. According to my client and Hollywood Rick Rossovich, his idea was leave it alone, save the money, do something else. It's an underpass with cars going by. You want to get in and out as fast as possible. So I thought, how about one of those people movers, you know, those things in the airport? It's like a flat escalator. Just zip right through. It's kind of like get on and get out, you know, just get through there. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update. Tracking median home price sales weekly, we'll do in the fourth segment. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment. first, a reference to my October 2nd, 2017 interview with attorney mediator Ken Feinberg, author of the book Who Gets What? Fair Compensation After Tragedy and Upheaval. And we discussed when he was on that this is voluntary money that's collected after horrible events, and he labeled, and this was the day after Las Vegas happened. Just by happenstance, he was the guest. And so he mentioned the dollar figures that were collected, and then he helped distribute voluntarily. He volunteers to do this. Virginia Tech collected $8 million. Sandy Hook with the kids, $8.5 million. The Orlando Pulse nightclub terrorists killed 49 people, $30 million. Okay. Thought there was one other I had written down. And so I'm bringing this up, and if you missed that interview, go on to RadioRealEstate.com and look at October 2nd, 2017, Ken Feinberg interview. But I'm bringing that up because I was reading about Las Vegas and just the tragedy. Some of these people that are injured. One guy, he's in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. He got hit in the spine. Someone else. I mean, just you don't think about the practicality of, you know, what insurance is going to pay and all this. So I read an individual GoFundMe accounts for individuals who need help. But Clark County put a GoFundMe account, which is more along the lines of what Ken Feinberg does, and they've raised $11 million thus far. That's less than a month. And compare that to the Virginia Tech that raised $8 million, Sandy Hook, $8.5 million, $30 million, Orlando Pulse nightclub, terrorists killed 49 people. So, boy, $8 million in 30 days, I bet it surpasses $30 million, and people do need help. Okay, let's take a look at the year-to-date stats. This is the stats through October 22nd. I'm sorry, 27th. October 27th, 2017, 43 weeks so far. And we're on week 999 that I've collected weekly stats. So next week's 1,000. What if I don't make it? I just don't make it to 1,000. This could be the last show. And I never make it to 1,000. It'd be. I feel like Clayton Kershaw. Just didn't quite get it. Year to date, 900, and this is single family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta. 936 sales year to date. Last year, 870, and 2015, 924. So we were trailing the beginning of the year, last year's sales, and now we've even topped 2015 sales. 936 sales year to date. Median price, $1,275,000 median price. Last year's median price, $1,195,000. 2015, $1,151,000. So we're ahead of last year's median price by 6.7%. And we're 7.6% higher in the number of sales. So in the fourth segment, we'll take a look at the weekly stats. Oh, so here's, so $1,275,000 year-to-date median price. Last year, $1,195,000 year-to-date. But last year, settled down to $1,184,000. So for the remaining 9 weeks of the year, it held close to that year-to-date, but it dropped a little. So let's see where we end up. Year to date now, 43rd week of the year, $1,275,000. Quick look at hot properties. I always look at celebrities or sports figures that are doing real estate, and their local Ellen DeGeneres. This is out of the LA Times, but they're covering Ellen DeGeneres, who has a history when it comes to fixing up and selling homes, appears to have found her next project right here in Carpinteria. The talk show host and her wife, actress, is it Portia de Rossi? Was she in the Sopranos? Kind of looked like a. They purchased a home in Carpinteria for $18.6 million. And that's a fixer? I don't know. It's 80 feet of sandy beach, gated, and centers on a shake-sided main house of 6,000 square feet, a matching guest house, lighted clay tennis court, and plunge pool shares the site, which is more than an acre. Wow. I love playing on clay tennis courts. So it says it has been extensively remodeled, so why are they calling it a project, her next project? Maybe she'll do more. And they have another house. She has another house that's on the market in Santa Barbara still. I thought that mentioned that here, but it's not popping it up. Where is it? Oh, yeah. They own another house in Montecito, currently for sale, $45 million. So if you'd like to buy Ellen DeGeneres' $45 million Montecito house, call me after the program at 452-2428, and we'll get you right in. Maybe we'll get you a spot. Maybe we'll get you an interview on her daytime television show. I think that would be, I'd write that in the contract. I'll buy this house, but I want to be interviewed as well. I'll make that a contingency. Mm-hmm. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with local architect Brian Cornell. He's going to talk about the State Street Charrette. Say that three times fast.